We have a game, gentlemen. At the World Cup, France took the 1-0 lead in the 13th minute on an Antoine Griezmann penalty, and Argentina has just tied things up. Angel Di Maria looks to be the goal scorer for Argentina. It's now 1-1. It's 1-1 in the 42nd minute. So the Messi-Ronaldo quarterfinals still could be on the docket for this tournament. And, you know, that's the storyline everybody's looking at right now, I would say, just to see that potential matchup. And it's not one we've never seen before. I mean, these guys meet all the time, of course, in La Liga and El Clasico with Real Madrid and Barcelona. But for this tournament specifically, where it could be Messi's last shot at winning a World Cup, and of course, Ronaldo getting an opportunity to win it as well, that is the dream scenario. And I wonder, you know, what do you guys think? That would be one of the like highest rated games we've ever seen in international soccer if those two meet in the quarterfinals. It's not a final, but it's still a matchup with a lot on the line, Travis.
I think at least definitely at this stage of the tournament, in the quarterfinals. I think the World Cup final, we've had enough appealing matchups over the years. Like you remember the famous Zinedine Zidane's last match, France and Italy. That would probably top it.
Yeah,
I think those two teams had enough star power, but yeah, Messi-Ronaldo, it would definitely be the most exciting World Cup matchup we've seen in a while. And I think the pressure's off Ronaldo a little bit, isn't it? Like the European Championship, even though he barely played in that final because he got hurt.
Yeah.
I think that might be enough for his legacy and just all of his club accomplishments. Messi needs to do something. Like, I should have this in front of me. Has he ever even won the Copa America? I don't believe he has.
No, I don't believe so. He's made it. We can look it up, but he's made it there a bunch and has fallen short, of course, in those tournaments. But, you know, the whole legacy talk about Messi and Ronaldo, I'm not the biggest soccer fan, so I can't speak on it as well as, you know, something like baseball or hockey. And, you know, Alex Ovechkin is the one that I think we try to equate it to the most as far as North American sports, that here's a guy that has all the regular season notoriety, has all these, you know, great moments in his history. But when it comes to playoffs, when it comes to big moments, he's fallen short. But now that he finally has it, it feels like that people have finally come around on Alex Ovechkin. But I never believed that because it's a team sport. You can only do so much. And Alex Ovechkin, even prior to this past postseason, was a good playoff performer. And he just did not get enough help. And I think that has sort of played a factor with Messi when it comes to his international career, that he hasn't got the help at times. But, you know, we saw in the opening game against Iceland where he missed that penalty, of course, and everybody was like, oh, well, there's typical Messi, can't get the job done in international play. And for whatever reason, always seems to struggle in these big moments. So, you know, it is unfair, I would say. But Mark, what do you think about the whole Messi World Cup needs a World Cup win to complete his legacy?
I'm never one to... It's just so difficult to win that I think you can't really just shut out a player and say that they're not one of the all-time greats if they don't have a World Cup or a Copa America or whatever it may be. I totally agree with Travis. Like, I think that Ronaldo did, you know, build up a bit more time with the Euro win 2 years ago with Portugal. But I mean, I'm not, you know, I feel the same way about like the LeBron Michael Jordan thing. Like, you don't need, you know, more rings or more championships or anything like that. I think Messi is still one of the greatest players ever to play. And I just from, you know, I would love to see Argentina and Portugal in the next round, just because it'll bring out so many casual soccer fans as well. Just everybody will be glued to it. They've played in La Liga, like you mentioned, but all eyes are on the World Cup, the biggest stage, biggest sporting event in the world. It would really be great to see.
And this all just goes to show how far above every other sports international competition, save for some Olympic events, the World Cup is above really everything else. Like, it's like, consider who we're ripping here in Lionel Messi. Like, the Alex Ovechkin comparison, it's not really apples to apples. Lionel Messi has so much club success. He's won Champions League after Champions League with Barcelona, which, granted, are like absolutely stacked rosters. But a guy who's probably the best club soccer player of the last 20 years, at least, maybe ever, though Cristiano Ronaldo also has a case, granted. And we're not willing to grant his legacy until he wins a major international competition with an Argentina team where he's never really had enough support on alongside himself on the roster. Like, it's just shows how high a standard we hold the World Cup to above everything, or international soccer play above everything else.
Yeah, and I don't think it helps his case, you know, when we saw what happened in the opening game between Portugal and Spain, where Cristiano Ronaldo single-handedly gets that tie for Spain, for Portugal against Spain. And I think, you know, from time to time, people want to see that. And I know Messi scored in the last game, of course, to help Argentina get that win. But if he's not a central piece in Argentina's progression throughout this tournament and even in a World Cup final, it feels like people are still going to hold that against him. And that's just people being dumb. Haters are always going to hate, of course. But yeah, maybe the Alex Ovechkin comparison isn't fair, even on the world stage with Alex Ovechkin and Team Russia. I mean, having to face Canada and all these other big teams, you can only do so much. But, you know, this is a guy, as you mentioned, Lionel Messi, one of the best club players of all time and arguably a top five player of all time, whereas Alex Ovechkin might be the best goal scorer in NHL history, but I don't think people are putting him in the top five as far as, you know, pure hockey players go. But it is difficult to equate sports and going era by era. And, you know, with when it comes to Lionel Messi, I've really enjoyed it. I'm pulling for him. That's my favorite storyline, I would say, of this tournament, that I would love to see him get the job done. And we'll see what happens in the next round against Portugal. But what else are you looking for in this tournament, Mark? Is it potentially England winning the World Cup?
You read my mind. I mean, I'm an Italy fan, and it hurts me to not see them in this year's tournament. But that being said, I'm all on this England bandwagon right now. I think that they've always kind of been counted out, and I wasn't particularly, I wasn't super hopeful for them going into the tournament. But you know, they've got a young and up and coming team that you kind of hoped would at least, you know, start a bit of a foundation for tournaments to come. And it looks like that they may surprise some people. And I believe it's Colombia they've got in the next round, right? So that'll be a great match. Falcao and all these other guys they've got on Colombia, which are Rodriguez. So it should be pretty high flying. I'm excited for that match, and I'm rooting for England.
I just loved the dynamic surrounding the England-Belgium match on Thursday, where everybody was like, it was alleviated slightly by the fact that Colombia ended up winning their group, and therefore it wasn't a matter of the loser of that match would both get the easier round of 16 matchup and the easier half of the bracket. Yep. I think Colombia for England is a much tougher matchup than Japan will be for Belgium, and I think Belgium's has an absolute chance to win this tournament at this point, but yeah, it's going to be interesting for England. I don't think they're half of the bracket if they make it past Colombia, and their chances are looking okay depending on the aforementioned James Rodriguez's health. He might not be available for that match on Tuesday. But I don't think that half of the bracket is quite as easy as people have been saying it is. The winner of England-Colombia will play Switzerland or Sweden, both teams who not traditional powers, obviously. And we could talk about Sweden's Ewing theory potential with the fact that they're finally playing well at a World Cup now that Zlatan Ibrahimovic is not playing for them another day. But they've both looked really good so far this tournament. And then they'll still have to play Spain or possibly Croatia, might be the most impressive team in this tournament thus far in the semifinals. So I don't think England exactly has a straight path to the finals yet, but it's going to be fascinating if they make it past Colombia, because imagine England back in the World Cup semifinals. That would be absolutely insane.